Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful people and kindle in them the fire of your love. Amen. My brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ, a new normal is a typical buzzword of the media and many leaders discussing how this COVID moment we are all experiencing will change life as we know it. I've been listening and watching for that buzzword in my pursuit of truth about what is happening daily. All I can say from my vantage point is that everyone is certain that COVID has changed everything about life as we know it. Yet no consensus exists on what those changes are really going to be long term. For anyone who studies change, loss, grief, and recovery, honesty requires admitting that the new normal is always in the eye of the beholder. It is an individual thing in so many ways that can't be predicted to everyone's liking or everyone's acceptance. The prophet Joel presents an amazing exception to that last statement in our Old Testament lesson for today. To a Hebrew nation that was extremely accustomed to the old, gray-headed rabbis who had spent their lives studying and learning Scripture as the only ones who should be listened to with full endorsement in proclaiming God's will to his people, Joel predicts a moment that would shatter that cultural pretext and create a new normal in God's eternal church. The system at the time of Joel had been established long before at Mount Sinai. It prescribed the oldest qualified descendant of Aaron, Moses' brother, as the one high priest of all Israel. Arab's tribe of Levi was then the one authorized entity of priests and teachers of God's holy word for God's chosen nation. It was always intended to be a temporary system, which had a shelf life declared by God himself. The Messiah coming would change everything. And after the Messiah had finished his work, well, on the second Sunday after the Messiah ascended to heaven, Peter pointed straight at these verses from Joel's prophecy in his Pentecost sermon to the festival crowds gathered at Jerusalem. Peter used Joel chapter 2 in explaining the stunning new normal that was playing out in the streets of Jerusalem as Jesus' followers proclaimed the saving wonders of God in languages they had never learned. Peter let it be known to anyone willing to listen that a whole new way of God revealing his truth to the world of sinners was being shaped in real time by the Holy Spirit himself. Let's go back to that lesson. And afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. Those days, Joel predicted, had now become these days of fulfillment and reality. And those days have continued right up to this very day, Pentecost 2020. And the days both Joel and Peter proclaimed as the new normal for the working of God's word in the world will continue until the Messiah returns to end time. That is one reason why Pentecost is such a big, big deal. It is worth our observing annually because it was the moment of a complete reset of how God does his eternal salvation work. The Holy Spirit had always been present and active, but on the day of Pentecost, 50 days after Easter, the triune God completely changed gears. With the work of the Son, the second person of the Trinity, being accomplished, It was time for the third person, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, to step forward in a new way. So God poured out His Holy Spirit in a stunning, new, and different way that day, and every single day since, God still pours out His Holy Spirit. Read the first chapter of Genesis, and you will find reference to the Spirit investing Himself in creation. Read the Old Testament, and you will find all kinds of references to the Spirit of God, even the Holy Spirit by name. Think on the familiar Psalm of David that we often sing as a song of liturgy. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. We echo in David's 3,000-year-old prayer divinely inspired words that certainly resounded often through the ancient temple of Jerusalem, through the synagogues of Hebrew cities, towns, and villages, and the homes of all believers from the day David first taught Psalm 51 to God's people. Joel knew that psalm. Every prophet, priest, and other frequent meditator on the word likely repeated that prayer often. God definitively answered David's prayer and the prayer of all those believers who learned it from David on Pentecost Day in a powerful and amazing way. He empowered every believer for the rest of time to be a sharer of His word. There really are no limits on what Joel prophesies and what Peter points to as fulfillment. All people, sons and daughters, young and old, men and women, will each play their new roles in proclaiming eternal life through the eternal Savior God to a sinful world desperately needing to hear eternal truth. Many take these verses and twist them into saying something they simply don't say. That all scripturally prescribed roles for men and women, young and old, are eliminated by such a verse as this. Not at all. Rather, taking Scripture as a whole and applying its directives consistently, we can harmonize that fathers and sons, fathers and daughters, husbands and wives, pastors and teachers, called and lay, men and women, within the many and varied vocations God has placed before each of them in His Word, are all empowered to speak His Word for the building of His kingdom. The Spirit gives us abundant further guidance on how that looks historically and correctly across the centuries of the Holy Christian Church. It does us well to study in depth what all those divinely inspired and defined roles are for men and women, young and old. But the point of these verses being selected for the observance of Pentecost is to remind each and every one of us, no matter our age, no matter our gender, no matter our calling in life, we each have important gospel proclaiming to do. We have inspired, timeless, soul-saving truth to share. It's also important that we not get caught up in the wording used here regarding prophecy, vision, and dream. This is not Joel and then Peter telling everyone to expect special messages from God in special languages, or you aren't a full-fledged Christian. Not at all. Joel and then Peter each point to the fact that from this moment in history, the day of Pentecost, after the work of the Messiah had been completed, the Holy Spirit would use every single one of God's people to do the work only specially chosen prophets and priests of the past would have usually done. No one would have to wonder if they were endorsed by God to speak His love and forgiveness. Everyone who believes the gospel has the authority to speak it, as God still pours out His Holy Spirit today, tomorrow, and every day until the last day. That is especially big news in moments like the one we are living through right now. Churches have enormous and numerous hurdles to clear around the world in sharing truth, comfort, and the answers hearts are longing for. Gathering people in large numbers to hear the proclaiming of God's saving word is not a reality almost anywhere at this moment. Sure, platforms such as those we are using to proclaim the word are drawing many souls together, using all sorts of technologies that neither Joel nor Peter could have ever dreamed of. But most of the people tuning into these sources of comfort from the word already had some connection to Christ and his word prior to this COVID moment. How does God continue to pour out his Holy Spirit in moments like this in ways similar to that day of Pentecost? Through you, believer, young or old, son or daughter, man or woman, you have the most important answers any two human ears can hear and any human heart can long for. You can tell the world the truth that another worldwide pandemic has indeed been allowed to come about by a loving and caring Creator God for the purpose of slowing down a world needing to see itself for the broken, irreparably damaged, devolving place it truly is. That these moments are allowed by God so that our grip on all the things of this world might be loosened, so that we might consider the far more important things of the eternal world that comes next. That each and every broken sinner needs moments like this to come face to face with the brevity of every life and the serious reality of each and every one of our sins being an impediment to our living with God forever. The realities of God's law are not a foreign concept in the timeless teaching of the Holy Spirit. They are essential to the dreams, visions, and prophecies of God's ambassadors throughout time. Joel's Old Testament prophecy was strong on repentance preaching. On the day of Pentecost, pivotal moments of Peter's sermon and his interaction with the crowds of Jerusalem revolved completely around a call to repentance and ownership of the sins that caused the Messiah's sacrificial death. Honesty before God that leads each of us to admit complete human failure to follow God's will and God's word, or offer God anything of value to pay for our sins and rebellions, is at the core of the Spirit's preparation of every human heart to hear, grasp, and embrace his gift of gospel truth. In the law, God continues to pour out his Holy Spirit. But the law never has been and never will be the final word, the final answer from God. That is the most stunning element of the Holy Spirit's fulfillment of prophecy on Pentecost Day. Peter proclaimed powerfully that God raised Jesus, the Son of David, from the grave there outside of Jerusalem on the third day. Peter proclaimed that forgiveness and eternal peace with God was established through the death and resurrection of the innocent Savior. The full will and wonders of God were on display that day in the proclamations of men and women, young and old, throughout Jerusalem, in every native language of every world traveler present. They were all hearing the full law and the full gospel, sin and grace, the story from every direction in perfectly understandable words, so they might believe and also be saved. 3,000 were baptized that day in response to this pouring out of the Holy Spirit. So again, what about right now? What about you and me? We all speak a native language. We all communicate daily with neighbors, family members, co-workers, friends, and even strangers new to our lives in language they completely understand. Some of us speak very intelligently in more than one language, maybe not miraculously, but still clearly. How can we not see this COVID moment as a ginormous opportunity to speak God's eternal truth to those around us every single day as the answers hearts are desperately seeking? That God is in control. That nothing about this COVID crisis has changed one little thing about our sinfulness and God's eternal answers to our sinfulness. That heaven and the perfect eternal life Christ won for us sure looks good by comparison to what is going on in our world right now. That even though we truly have no idea what the new normal will be when this is all over, hopefully sooner than later, that whatever that new normal is for any of us, God will be right there as he always has been, answering prayers, forgiving sins, providing, protecting, fulfilling every promise he has ever made. A phrase I have grown to love over the years for many reasons in many contexts is, Pentecost wasn't yesterday. There are 2,000 years of proven answers in the history of Christ's church. Persecutions and pandemics have come and gone over thousands of years. God's answers to each one of them from the day of Pentecost to this very day have been stunningly consistent and powerfully purposeful in their efforts to save human souls for all eternity. Simply said, God still pours out his Holy Spirit, and he won't stop until every soul he intends to save is with him in eternal life. God still pours out his Holy Spirit into you, through you into others, just as he said he would through Joel, just as he proved through Peter and all those believers speaking languages they had never learned on that first Pentecost day, just as he did through whomever he tapped to teach you about Christ, just as he now empowers you to pour out what lives and breathes eternal life in you. God continues to pour out his Holy Spirit. Amen. Now grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen.